Simon & Schuster Audio presents Putin's Kleptocracy, Who Owns Russia? By Karen DeWisha. Read by Robert Petkoff.
To Free Russian Journalism. Introduction. In reacting to Russia's annexation of Crimea and support for pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine in early 2014, the U.S. government announced an unprecedented response. Not the Russian state, but individual Russian citizens would be subjected to asset seizures and visa bans. The Sixth Fleet was not called into action. Exports to Russia as a whole were not banned. Cultural and educational exchanges were not stopped. Rather, individual elites close to a senior Russian government official, Vladimir Putin, were targeted. Probably the most serious international crisis since the end of the Cold War, and the White House targets individuals. Why this response? Because at last, after 14 years of dealing with President Vladimir Putin as a legitimate head of state, the U.S. government has finally acknowledged publicly what successive administrations have known privately, that he has built a system based on massive predation on a level not seen in Russia since the Tsars. Transparency International estimates the annual cost of bribery to Russia